it's time for the best coverage of the top stories in sports. The Sports Wrap with Jason Page starts now.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Chad Erickson, for that introduction, and welcome to this weekend show. The story of Shohei Ohtani continues to dominate the headlines in a week where Major League Baseball kicked off another season. I talked with David Ardsma. He's the former big league reliever, spent about 10 years in the league, 8 or 9 different teams, and he retired right towards the tail end, or right towards the beginning, of sports betting being legal around the country. And even with that, I decided to ask him just how much he heard about sports betting inside the locker room.
All the time. Really? All the time. And that's, it was very normal, very common. And generally there were, every team had somebody who's just really into it. And they had their guys that they worked with, whatever it was. And I don't know, I never thought twice of it. It just wasn't something I was really into, so I never really discussed it too much. Obviously, March Madness comes around, or the Kentucky Derby. That's always a fun one in the locker room, like within the team. But there's always somebody out there that was betting, and that's just what they did.
Do you think, total speculation on your part, do you think there are guys that are betting on baseball?
I think of all the sports, I think an individual player has the least amount of influence in baseball outside of the starting pitcher. That's the only person I would say that actually has a lot of influence. And even the starting pitcher, a lot of times there's a short leash. So none of the guys that I know of, could I imagine them betting in? It's so obvious. It's so blatant. You walk into every locker room, you can't miss the giant signs. I know some guys, obviously, you get addicted, you get going for it, but I think there's so little margin of influence in baseball, a little injury here, a little something there. It means less in baseball than I think it does in the other sports, because you always have turnover. There's always change. Every game is so different than the game before. Basketball, football, hockey, everything seems like the same. And if you change one element of the game, everything kind of changes. Baseball, there's always change. It's so hard to bet on it, and there's so many rules, they're so clear about it that I can't imagine it.
And it's funny, baseball is one of those sports that you always wind up saying, if you watch baseball long enough, you'll see something new all the time. You know, yes. There isn't, like you're saying, in the NBA, hockey, football, there are constant threads that you could kind of tug throughout that are similar in every game. Baseball is one of those sports, and I agree with you, that is a lot different. What surprises you, or what has sort of stuck out to you in terms of the Ohtani story?
What's really jumps out to me, and I'm a huge Ohtani fan, I will say this right out of the gate, so I've really tried hard to separate my enjoyment of Ohtani and the reality of the situation. How do you not have your story straight? How do you not have a clear, undeniable, just rock hard story? He has so many people around him that are making a lot of money on him, and very intelligent, very smart, very forward thinking too. CAA, I mean, these guys are some of the best in the business. How do they not have this one dynamic story right out of the gate? They could have 40 people in the background working on this. Lawyers. You're telling me they don't have some great, incredible lawyers that are just like writing up something. This is the statement. This is the story. This is how we get through everything. No matter whatever's true, whether it's gray, whatever's a lie, just one undeniable story until something blows up that you can't get by. And that's, to me, there's nothing that gets around that. I don't understand that.
Yeah, the crisis management part of it is what I can't understand. Yes. That somebody hasn't come in and said, all right, we have to stop everything we're doing here. We need one voice. You know, here's how we're dealing with this. And here's the thing, and I don't know if you ever dealt with this anywhere in your career, this is going to hang over this team all season. And this is already a Dodgers team that has so many expectations that have been foisted upon it, given how much they did in the offseason, what they've added, the disappointment of last year. I mean, there is no team in all of sports, you can argue, that has more pressure to not just make the playoffs, but win a World Series. Anything short of that is a colossal disappointment. I think their win total in Vegas is like 104.5, which you never see totals that high, than the Los Angeles Dodgers. How do you think this impacts that locker room?
I think in an incredibly dynamic locker room where,
yeah,
right, when you have so many different huge superstars, it can matter less. I played in Boston. We had a whole lot of stuff going on that year. That was the Manny year where he ended up getting traded to the Dodgers. There's a lot going on. But when you have a whole lot of different superstars that tend to all they're focused. This isn't like a Dodger team. This isn't a superstar loaded team where everybody's going in different directions and then they come together and win baseball games. They seem to be incredibly together. And when you have that, that's when you can shed some of these things. You can let one player feel a lot of pressure and the other players pick them up because they're all trying to run in one direction together. So a team like this, I actually have zero concerns about it. My only concern is about Ohtani being able to control it. How can he handle this? Because what seemed to be the one person that he always kind of relied upon is the one person that he's either lied to him or getting thrown on the bus, however you want to believe about it.
Did you ever have a guy that you played with that was sort of the mystery that he is? You know, what was it, Manny? Like, I mean, who is that guy that you might have played with that sort of Manny's kept to himself that way?
Manny's a great one. Ichiro, mm-hmm. Like, we have no idea what he did off the
really?
Field. You know, you just said, no, Ichiro was Ichiro. He just said he went home. We don't know, you know, but he was great because he was a very friendly, open teammate. But, you know, he did his own thing, and we tried to include him in a lot of things, and we ended up getting him out of his box a little bit. But yeah, and Manny was incredible. So a lot of things that you don't know about Manny behind the scenes, he was one of the hardest workers I'd ever seen, but he didn't let people see that. He didn't let people know that. Cause I had to walk in the locker room early one day and he's walking out. I'm saying, what happened? They go, he comes in early every single day for 2 hours and works and then leaves. And he doesn't want people to know that. Barry Bonds. Yeah. Barry Bonds is incredible. Like the things, amount of things that he did behind the scenes, you never knew.
All right, this is a show dedicated to the start of the Major League Baseball season. Who do I like to win the divisions, wild card spots? We talk about it with our man Sam Yarnell next.
Over 13 million Americans were affected by identity theft in 2022, and the threats go way beyond just credit card fraud. Today's identity thieves can use your information in ways that are easy to miss by just monitoring accounts and credit, like opening loans, transferring home titles, even committing crimes.
Someone got my social security number, made a driver's license, and was used for criminal activity.
You can do so much with a social security number that I didn't know could happen. They drained my bank account. It was terrifying.
You're even more vulnerable than you realize. Your information is exposed through online shopping, banking, even corporate data breaches. No wonder there's a new victim of identity theft every 3 seconds. Only LifeLock alerts you to the widest volume of threats all in one place, like someone trying to use your social security number, open a new loan in your name, or even commit a crime in your name.
There was a big yes button and there was a big no button. I clicked, that's not me, and LifeLock took it from there.
If you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will be assigned to your case and work to fix the issue on your behalf.
If something happens, you have somebody fighting for you.
All LifeLock members are backed by the LifeLock $1 Million Protection Package, including reimbursement for stolen funds, personal expenses, and coverage for lawyers and experts up to $1 million. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. With LifeLock, it's easy to help protect yourself.
I will be with LifeLock forever.
Join the millions of people already protected by LifeLock. And for a limited time, save 25% on your first year with promo code 25TV. All plans include a 60-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-710-7531 or visit lifelock.com/25TV to save 25% on your first year of identity theft protection. Enroll now.
Attention families with a loved one in a nursing home. If your loved one has suffered from bed sores, falls, broken bones, dehydration, or even death, you may be entitled to a substantial settlement. If you have a loved one who is injured in a nursing home, we will find out what happened. State violations are found against nursing homes every day. You have a limited time to file your claim, so don't wait. Call 800-398-5999 and speak with one of our attorneys. The call is confidential and free.
Sports Wrap continues this weekend show dedicated to the start of the Major League Baseball season. All right. During the week, my man Sam Yarnell and I decided to go through the divisions, potential wild card teams, come up with who we think is our pick to win the divisions and get those wild card spots. I started it off with my picks coming out of the American League. This is going to sound a lot like last season, to be honest. When we start talking about this stuff, but I look at the American League and I see a very similar league to what we saw last year in terms of who makes the postseason, just in different spots. I know it's going to surprise you when I pick the Yankees to win the American League East. I think there's some regression to the mean with Baltimore. Now, what is it? What's the saying? Fat hogs get slaughtered, something like that. Yeah, they've experienced some success now. How do you back that up the following season? I think Arizona is going to be something kind of interesting to watch in that regard, and we'll get to that when we talk about the National League a bit. But I like the Yankees, and they're going at plus 165, by the way, to win the American League East. They are the favorites, and they're the favorites for a reason. Take the Yankees at plus 165 to win the American League East. In the AL Central, this is going to be the shocker. You ready? The Detroit Tigers. I like Detroit. They're going at plus 380. I think this is the year they put it together, especially if they are healthy. They've moved on from the era of Miguel Cabrera. They have this fantastic youth movement. You talked about Tarik Skubal. I love him. Get Casey Mize back nice and healthy. I love the Detroit Tigers in 2024. I think it's the year that they start to turn the corner. Keep an eye on Detroit. And I'll also be interested to see if they're in the mix at the deadline. If they go out and make some moves, take Detroit plus 380. That's my big surprise pick for 2024. Then we move to the AL West. And look, I can't stand the Houston Astros, so I'm never going to pick them to win the division. But I actually think the Rangers can back up what they did last year. I think they're still built well for the regular season because they're just so good offensively. And they're only going to get better. We've talked about the addition of some rookies there. I love Texas at plus 210 to win that division. And they're only going to get better as the year goes on because they're going to get back, you know, a Max Scherzer. And, you know, I love Texas at plus 210. And they've already shown that if they're in the mix, they're going to make moves at the deadline as well to improve that team. So I'll take them at 210. Wild cards in the American League, Baltimore, Houston, and Toronto. Go. You have a little less Jason, time than me.
We have, let's see here. I believe we have three of the same teams making the playoffs.
Okay.
But we don't have a single same division winner.
Wow.
All right, let's break this down.
All right, go.
Take the East. I'm going to get the Baltimore Orioles. Okay. 2-1 is too good of a price. Jason talks about regression. Thing is, even if they do regress, they're still going to be the best team in that division. I'm not taking the 800-pound Toronto Blue Jays between Alek Manoah and Daniel Vogelbach. I don't know how many flat tires that team bus is going to get this season. And the New York Yankees have already shown you that they're going to have injury problems all season long. I'll be astounded if they get 10 starts out of Gerrit Cole this year, let alone 30. Move to the Central. This is where I'm taking the dark horse, and I feel bad for the Prince's people. I already took this, and the price has gotten worse on it since. We're taking the Kansas City Royals. It is the Royals' time to shine. They've got a ton of young talent, and this number is completely missed. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to contend for the MVP in the American League this year. He's might lead the league in hits too. 18-1, not a bad price for him to lead the league in hits. Back to the Yankees really quick, because I found a player prop that I really like yesterday. Nestor Cortez under the 139.5 strikeouts. Just think that number's booked a little too high. Don't expect Nestor to have a full season. Right. And even if he does, it's gonna be hard for him to get to 140 strikeouts throughout the course of the year. All right, to the AL West. We could talk about the Astros and the Rangers until the cows come home. The reality of this situation is when you talk about winning divisions, what wins divisions? It is having the best pitching over the course of a season. Worry about the postseason when you get there, but when you have a strong starting rotation, that is what will win you a division. And the Seattle Mariners have probably the best starting rotation in the major leagues right now. Give me the Seattle Mariners at 3-1 to win the AL West. Your wild card teams, Jason, I'm going Rangers, Astros, Yankees. Yankees back their way into the playoffs.
I actually don't think that's terrible. I think it's ballsy to take the Mariners. I'll say that. You got some stones picking, not the Mariners. Well, the Mariners some, but the Royals.
I'm telling you, they're ready. The Pasquatch, Vinny Pasquantino, might hit 30 home runs this year.
All right, that's what we got for the American League. What do we like in the National League? Stick around and find out. We'll talk about it on the other side. Sports Wrap continues, some odds and ends, and an ode to baseball coming up in about 10 minutes. But first, we have to talk about the National League. We gave you our picks for the American League, Sam Yarnell and myself. We did that this week on Sports Wrap for the start of the baseball season. Now for the National League. And again, I think it looks kind of similar to last year with a couple of exceptions, those being in the National League Central and also potentially an upset in the National League West. Here's the conversation from this week. In the NL East, it has to be the Atlanta Braves and only the Atlanta Braves. If you pick anybody other than them, you're out of your mind. Yes, I know they're minus 280, but you got to go with Atlanta. I'll take the Braves there. In the NL Central, I actually like the Cincinnati Reds. I thought last year they started to turn the corner. I know everybody likes the Cubs. I know everybody likes the Cardinals. But I actually like Cincinnati at plus 400. It's funny. Both central divisions, when you kind of break it down, I think both central divisions are where you could get some surprises and definitely some value when you're looking at it from a betting perspective. I got the Reds at plus 400. In the NL West, give me the San Francisco Giants. If you've been listening throughout this entire spring training, I think they've had the best offseason. I know you can go with the Dodgers getting Ohtani and Yamamoto and all these guys, but at the end of the day, I think the Giants had one of their best off seasons ever, and I think San Francisco is going to win that division. I think this thing with the Dodgers, there is so much pressure on that team to be not just good, but especially good, legendarily good. And the Ohtani stuff that's going to be hanging around them the whole season. And it's not just going to be him that has to answer questions. It's going to be everybody on that roster who has to deal with it as a result of what's going on. And this is going to be a season-long issue for them. Wild card teams, the Dodgers, they're going to make the playoffs. I think you could have a couple of teams that are high 90s, around 100 wins in that division. And I think you're going to get two teams that are wild cards in that division because I think the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to make the playoffs again this year. I love the move to go get Jordan Montgomery, one-year deal. Scott Boris, not his finest offseason. Give me Arizona as a wild card team. My third wild card team, though, the New York Mets. You heard me right. I think the Mets are going to, much like you think the Yankees are going to back into a wild card spot, I think the Mets could as well. I think the Mets could slide in there. What's it going to take? 87 wins? You're telling me that Mets team can't win 87 games? You tell me you'd be shocked if the Mets won 87 games? And if they're in the mix, they're another team. If they're in the mix at the wild card, Steve Cohen will not be shy about adding payroll, especially given the wars going on between the Yankees and Mets and battle for supremacy in that city. So we've got the Braves, Reds, and Giants as your division winners, Dodgers, Diamondbacks, and Mets as your wild card teams. It's all you, Sam.
Set and forget the Atlanta Braves will win the East. Set and forget the Los Angeles Dodgers will win the West. They're a minus 550 favorite for a reason. The Chicago Cubs are who I'm taking in the NL Central. I think Cody Bellinger's due for more progression this year. He's had a weird career up and down, right? I think Shota Imanaga is a pitcher who people are not talking enough about, and I think it's a huge addition to that team. And obviously, Seiya Suzuki has become a staple in right field. Let's not forget Patrick Wisdom and Pete Crow Armstrong, two incredible young talents that these guys that have still not been completely unlocked by the Cubs. They'll take a leap this year. I like the Cubs in the NL Central. And my three wild card teams in the NL, I think the Phillies get in. I think the Cardinals get in. And I think the Giants get in. To the Mets.
So you think two teams out of the Central, huh?
Yeah, yeah, no, I think that the Cardinals, listen, the Cardinals had a weird year last year, and I know that I just talked about pitching in the American League, and that's definitely where the Cardinals struggle the most. I don't think they'll win a postseason series. I don't even think they'll make it out of the wild card series, but I think that they could slug their way into a wild card spot. I don't think it's out of the question, especially in a division where even with the new scheduling, you're going to see a lot of the Pittsburgh Pirates and get hung a lot of meatballs over the middle. So I do like the Cardinals. To slug their way into the playoffs.
Cubs now, rotation scares Mets. Me a bit too. Cubs rotation scares me a bit.
When we talk about teams backing their way into the playoffs, if the Mets make the playoffs by some stroke of ingenious luck this year, which I would probably take out a mortgage to bet against the Mets making the playoffs this year, but that's just me. The New York Mets made some of the weirdest moves this offseason. You talk about a team that lost their two best pitchers at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. Now, their third best pitcher, which is now their ace, who's not really an ace, is going to miss the beginning of the season. Your biggest move this offseason was J.D. Martinez, who's 35 years old.
J.D., we trust.
Don't get it in Flushing.
It's time for Odds and Ends to wrap up the show and an ode to baseball in the start of the 2024 season. That's next.
Hi, friends. Richard Karn here. Now, I'm known as the guy who can fix just about anything, but the technology in most appliances requires very special training to fix. And that's why my family has Choice Home Warranty.
Choice Home Warranty covers over 25 major home systems and appliances. That's your AC, heating, plumbing, kitchen and laundry appliances, and so much more.
Imagine for less than a cup of coffee a day, Choice Home Warranty can help protect you from expensive major system and appliance breakdowns that your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover.
Call Choice Home Warranty now and get access to a nationwide network of over 15,000 technicians and the latest appointment setting technology so you'll know when they're on their way.
So, do what this old DIYer did and call Choice Home Warranty now before something breaks down.
Get protection for your heating, AC, plumbing, kitchen, and laundry appliances, and more. Call for your free quote today. Call in the next 5 minutes and get your first month free. 800-394-8109. 800-394-8109.
All right, it's time for Odds and Ends to wrap up the show and a final ode to baseball. Baseball is here. And the one thing we love about baseball is the fact that you're always going to see something you've never seen before. That is the one thing that distinguishes it from all other sports. You can watch baseball every day and you're probably going to see something happen that you've never seen before, even though the game's been played for over 100 years. Tyler O'Neill homered on Thursday, and it was the fifth straight opening day that Tyler O'Neill has hit a home run on opening day. It's kind of cool. Again, one of those reasons we love baseball so much. Take the Arizona Diamondbacks, defending their National League pennant. The Arizona Diamondbacks put up a 14 spot on the lowly Colorado Rockies in the third inning of an eventual win on Thursday. 14 runs. Kyle Freeland's ERA for the Rockies is over 30 to start the year. One of those statistical anomalies. I'm sure it will come down at some point during the season, even though the Rockies are not a very good baseball team. However, the Arizona Diamondbacks are. Even go so far as to talk about Juan Soto yesterday, who threw out an Astro trying to score in the ninth inning of an eventual Yankees 5-4 win in Houston against the Astros. It was the first time in his illustrious Major League Baseball career that Juan Soto had thrown out a runner at home in the ninth inning or later. Also had an RBI single in the game. This is why we love baseball so much. Just call this my little opening weekend of baseball season love letter to baseball. We have missed you. We welcome you back. I know the season is very long, and some people will say, we can't talk about baseball in late March or April. Talk to us after the 4th of July. I will talk to you about it all season long because it is my favorite sport. That'll do it for this week's edition of Sports Wrap. We'll see you back here next week.